What's the thing about memory failure and imagination? Why you mustn't have a memory if you want to have an imagination?
Well, no, no. Again, this is another consolation. As decrepitude encroaches and I forget more and more, I take consolation from the fact that a lot of eminent thinkers have said that in order to imagine something, you really have to forget what you know about it. A memory of something is principally a recognition of something. But imagination takes us further. It's a vision of something. And yes, you have to forget what you know in order to see something anew.
Mm. So it would be, if I were doing my striptease, it would be better if people forgot the reality so they could imagine it better.
There you go.
You work a lot in cartoons.
Yeah.
Strange cartoons, melancholy cartoons, often without punchlines. And
there's so much more a cartoon can do or be than funny, you know? Yes, I'm a big fan of cartoonists like Ben Catchor in the United States, who was awarded the MacArthur, the Genius Grant, last year, and quite deservedly. You know, the Marcel Proust of comics, and you don't laugh out loud at his, though there is humor. It's of another order.
When I think of your cartoons, I always think of a face that's blank, or a face that's got a question mark in it.
Eponymous hero of my strip was a little baby called Leviathan, who had no face. He was a tabula rasa, unmade as yet, an impossible book himself.
Sometimes when I read things on your website and look at cartoons, one is tempted to think you're not quite in the same parameters of sanity as most people. Would that, you'd accept that as a compliment?
Yes, possibly. Possibly I would.
But is it something which helps you? Is not having rules, not having punchlines, not having certainties, is it something you find kind of helpful in life?
Well, it's only because my limitations, that which I find myself within, dictates that if rules are applied, I then immediately begin subverting them, trying to get around them, trying to get over them. I seem not to have whatever that gene is necessarily for obedience.
I was thinking about Dr. Johnson and his line about fantasy and imagination being all very well and beautiful, but the mind can only repose on the security of truth.
Yes, well, I agree with Dr. Johnson 100%.
But your mind is never reposing then, because all your world is changing and weird and full of impossibilities. And
it's still a quest for truth, though, I would insist.